Rob DeMartini plans to ride for his 14th year in the challenge. He lives in Park City, owns a local bike shop, and is the CEO of U.S. Cycling. He says 100% of the money raised goes to cancer research with the Dana-Farber Cancer Center. The goal this year is to raise $60 million. DeMartini says this single event funds 60% of the Cancer Center's operating budget. Patrick Byrne, CEO of Overstock.com, has issued a challenge grant and will contribute $1 million if the goal is met.
You know, I came to it, I would honestly say, as a rider first and not as a cancer advocate. But the more I've been around it over these 13, 14 years, you know, I'm convinced that we're going to ride our way towards the curing of a lot of cancers because of this research.
The 192-mile, two-day bike-a-thon is not a race, and everyone participating must raise their own funds, which can be designated to specific research. DeMartini's personal goal is to raise $20,000 this year. He says it's a remarkable undertaking that involves thousands of volunteers that support the more than 6,000 riders. He says Massachusetts drivers are notoriously aggressive and impatient, but people line the streets as the riders come through the many towns along the route. He says some ride to memorialize a loved one, and some are cancer survivors that are part of a team called Living Proof.
What always sticks in my mind, my first year that I rode it, I had not ridden anything that long prior, and I didn't prepare properly. And at the end of the first day, about 85 miles in, it was very hot, and I was feeling beat. And we pulled into a rest stop where there were about 70 kids holding signs that said, if you guys didn't ride, I wouldn't be here.
Heber resident Bill Becek is on a team of 12 who are riding in memory of two people.
Sister-in-law's first husband died of cancer, and he actually got involved. And also her best friend died of cancer. And both her best friend's husband and her are our team captain.
Becek says his team is called Fremont Clayton, the two last names of those being memorialized. And they are traveling from all around the U.S. to participate in the fundraiser. Holly Riker lives in the Salt Lake Valley and does a lot of training in Camas. She ski raced in college, and one of her teammates was diagnosed with cancer right after graduating.
And he and I have done a lot of different fundraising rides for cancer, and he's been involved in the Pan Mass Challenge for about, I think this is his 15th year now, and this will be my third. And the thing I like about the ride is that all the money raised goes to research, and it's the largest sports-based fundraising organization or event in the country.
Riker will ride with ribbons on her back to celebrate those she knows who have been affected by cancer, along with recognition of her donors.
You have to raise a minimum of $5,000, and I've raised over that the past 3 years. So my total funds over the past 3 years are just over $20,000. And I designate my funds to bone marrow transplant research because I used to work at Huntsman here in Salt Lake with bone marrow transplant patients.
Every dollar raised goes directly to Dana-Farber. Last year, they raised $56 million, which brought the 39-year donation total to $654 million. There are five riders representing the Wasatch back in this year's Pan Mass Bike-a-thon, August 3rd and 4th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.